good day everyone. Welcome to another episode of
Mom and Son Podcast. This is Rose Fresh Fausto, FQ Mom.
And Anton Fausto the Son. Okay, so today marks, syempre, it's the start of a new week and it's also the start of a new month.
Yep.
So if you remember, it's the month of the 21st day of September.
Do you remember?
And tomorrow also is our very own mom from the Mom and Son Podcast, FQ Mom's birthday. Yay! Advance happy birthday.
Thank you, honey.
The big 5-5. Is that a milestone? Is that like a thing?
You may consider it a milestone.
And well, with our family and especially yours, Tagma.
Yes.
For sure, it's our idea. It's a milestone.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so we, our topic today will be about that. So it's a birthday episode, birthday theme episode tayo today. Okay, so we'll go through like how the year has been and your parang outlook and how you view this, the concept of aging.
Oh, so that's the topic. It's my birthday tomorrow. Yes. How does it feel?
Yes, you are the subject matter.
Okay.
Sige. Let's do like a brief overview muna.
Yeah, but let me just share. Usually, when my birthday approaches, I get a little melancholic.
Only now or pa ever since?
Hindi naman siya ever since, but I've noticed na siguro when I was already in my midlife, there would be that na parang, maybe because it's time to reflect eh. So parang, medyo. Pero because we celebrate and then I get reminded about my blessings, so happy ulit.
I think that's something that more mature older people would feel na when it's birthday time, it's time to reflect. It's time to celebrate. Birthday means birthdays are my, it's also the excuse of friends to get together. I heard this from a comedian, but then about birthdays, is that he was asking, why do we celebrate birthdays if parang there's no real achievement naman? You were just, like, it's not like, let's celebrate the graduation. Let's celebrate this. Ganyan, you achieved this. You've got a new book. Ganun.
Well, turning a year old is an achievement. And before, kasi, I don't know if we discussed this during our episode on celebrations. They believe that when it's your birthday, parang you're susceptible to the evil spirits around. Your friends, your family will gather around you to protect you from that.
Okay.
So parang to drive away the evil spirits necessarily.
Yeah. And I also thought about it further. I think that the fact that you live and then you get another day, you get another and you get another year, that's already worth celebrating. But nakakatawa, just to think about it. You could turn a year older by not doing anything, diba? Anyway, sige, let's have a overview of how has your year been.
Okay.
So is that year 55 or year 54? How is that? That's year 55 already.
How was it when I was 54?
54, yeah.
Highway 54 was the name of EDSA.
Back when there was no traffic.
Anyway, so I was trying to recall what happened during the past year. So it was really more about also promoting the FQ book, which was launched in last year, 2018. And then, syempre, yung mga talks. So, highlights para sa akin kasi yun eh. Meeting people, sharing what I know, yung mga talks ko.
What month was that again, yung FQ?
That was launched in July. And then after that, syempre, ipapromote, ipapromote. So, I've had several talks, yung mga sa H&S, Home and Style, Kerigma Conference, we were together.
I was there.
There, and then there was the BSP, Financial Innovation Summit, yung mga Avida, Rockwell, lahat naman kasi ng talks sa akin, parang highlight na rin eh, yung mga.
Yeah.
It was a highlight also for me was the engagement with Edukasyon. It's a platform for students.
Yeah.
Mga 1 million visitors per month, over 1 million visitors. So I'm doing a curriculum for them. I'm writing about FQ for them. And then also highlight was when I was awarded as one of the three.
I think that's
In life, sheroes.
Sheroes.
She hero yon by Insular Life. And syempre meron yung mga FAMI, ING, oops, together with you. And we launched our Mom and Son podcast.
Yes, this year.
Yes.
On the ninth month na.
Oo. So, malami naman.
It's a baby's life na pag. Mag, almost a baby's life.
Mm-mm. Tapos on a personal level, so syempre ako, may nakalimutan ako yung mga iba kong talks, lahat yan, ano yan, highlight sa akin, National Bookstore, The Foundry, etc., etc. On a personal level, I find it a highlight when we went to the beautiful New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. That was September, right?
Yes, that was September. Okay. So that's a year ago. And up to now, parang kanina nga eh, during when we were talking, Papa and I were talking, ang sarap talaga, no?
You would be in the top.
Yeah, pag-ipunan
top
yan.
Top few vacations.
Pag-ipunan
ganda
yan.
Talaga eh.
Pag-ipunan yan, ganda talaga, no?
Mm-hmm. It's really, I know, you can't, kasi people would say, oh yeah, Lord of the Rings. But then it really is eh, na hindi yes. siya yung, it's not the same feeling I would get as if you go to the, example, mga New York or
iba,
other
no?
places na parang, oh yeah, this is where they shot the ganun. Pero doon kasi, like, it's really the vastness, the mountains.
Yes. So that one, and then of course, highlight ba ang tawag doon? Basta ito sa significant happening, the death of Lolo Pino. Mm-hmm. Diba?
I wouldn't count that as a highlight.
Yeah, kaya nga, sabi ko, hindi ko alam okay. kung highlight yung tawag noon, but it was something that was very important. I mean, it was yeah. a significant happening in yeah. the year.
I don't know if that's a would you say that's a milestone? Because it's more of like an end of the milestone.
Yeah, I became stone. What we call in Tagalog na ulilang lubos.
Orphan. What is it?
Oo, orphan okay. na talaga. On both sides.
Are
na.
You still... Is there an age limit to be an orphan? Or
wala, wala. But basta...
Ah, okay. So everybody whose parents have gone are orphans, technically.
Mm, everybody oh, okay. is on an orphan. Okay. Tapos, of course, you're winning the video. It was an highlight
yes.
to me.
Thank you.
Kahit na hindi ako naka-attend because of nahilo-hilo yeah. ang mama. And, tan-tan-tan-tan, of course, our pearl wedding anniversary.
Ah, yeah. That's
siyempre.
The yun. I think that's the... Would you say it's a good thing? Do you prefer it this way? Na your birthday, Papa's birthday, and your anniversary all happen like within 50 days? Ay, not even.
Not even. Medyo nahihirapan ako.
Within 30 days.
Especially my part because ang milestone wedding namin ni Papa is always followed by a milestone birthday of mine. If you remember, when we celebrated our silver, that was the time a month after, I turned naman gold.
Ah, okay. So, that 25...
Parang kung minsan, syempre pagod ka pa mag-big celebrate another big celebration. So, parang, that's why Papa would be the one to take care of it na.
Okay.
Diba? Yun, mabait ang aking hanay.
So, would it be, a random note lang, would that be a tip then?
Wag na lang.
Ay, baka, if you had the choice, as in... Lower, if you had the choice, would you have them farther dates yung birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Pero
okay.
yung iba naman,
noted.
They want it sabay para isang celebration na lang.
Okay, well, we want more. Okay. And of course, your office.
Oh, yeah. That one pala. That's a highlight yeah. of me. So para
dami din nangyari when it comes to your career, yeah. your work
so,
life.
So, kasi my home office, that's where I would write the different parts of the house. And then I decided, this year, to create an office outside of the house. Na. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that kahit nakaka-traffic, nakaka-aksaya rin ako ng oras sa traffic.
It makes a difference.
It makes a difference kasi medyo tuloy-tuloy yung trabaho.
Yeah, yeah.
You are not disturbed
and it's, yeah,
anymore.
I think it's...
Ate, wala na po tayong tubig. Ate, wala na po.
It's not, yeah. It's not, the same eh. If you have the, that's why I don't study in the bedroom. Kasi, the space, like a room, it has to have like a designated activity.
There's an association in the mind.
Yeah, and then parang mas na-activate yung brain mo niya there. Uh-huh. Parang ganun.
Yep. So those are things. So dami na pala nangyari,
yeah,
no?
Good.
It's
yes.
been a... I've been hashtag blessed this year. Thank you, Lord.
And that's something... I remember kasi Deacon would tell me of this practice he does at the end of every night. I'm not sure if he does it anymore. Now he's gonna go through his day.
Mm-mm.
And then because of that, kasi you get reminded of like the good things or the bad things that happen. And it's
yes.
a good way to sort of
assess.
Load and assess. Mm-mm. And parang... It's like when in your app, in your phone, and you have this app that cleans the phone and make sure it's optimal. It's
para
top performance. Oh.
Optimized yung capacity.
Yeah. Okay, sige. When we go into
defrag
the topic...
Defrag pala, hindi refrag.
Defrag, yeah. Going to the topic of aging naman.
Yes.
Something I noticed then is that it's a norm eh. People who are, like, let's say 30s and above, always na...
Deny?
When you say the birthday, parang, oh, yeah, happy. Example, kahit na sa joke na parang,
yes.
oh, yeah, thank you for... Let's say someone's turning 35 and they'll say something like, thank you for coming to my 25th birthday. Or yeah. Or palaging, ano, it's always like a, it's a common joke na,
you don't say
I personally, it's okay. It's like, okay, funny the first time. But then like, why do people always make that joke? If it's ano naman, it's a non-negotiable. Hindi siya parang waistline. Sige, joke mo yun kasi pwede mo pa yun i-ano. Pwede mo pa yun baguhin or something. But in the age, like, it's what happens. So, how do you, and ikaw naman ma, you never joke about your age. You're very
never
proud.
Deny, you mean.
Yeah.
Never deny
your age. And you say it outright. No, as it is. Kia. 55. That's it.
55.
What is your...
Why is it like that?
Well, yeah.
Siguro, ewan ko, baka siguro kasi I'm okay where I am.
Uh-huh.
Kumbaga, hindi ko feel na, oh my God, 55 na ako. Ano ba pinagagagawa ko? Although I'm not saying na yung iba ganun ang feeling nila. Hindi. I think this is where it's coming from. That one. So ako, yun yung reason ko na parang I'm fine being 55. Pero siguro the reason why the general treatment with age is that dinideny. And then we always like people, hearing people say, oh, you don't look your age. Yeah. Mga ganyan.
I think no one looks their age anymore. Kasi if you tell someone he looks, oh yeah, okay.
Diba,
how old
no?
are you? 45. Oh, okay. That's already offensive.
You know, because of the, we always give a quote-unquote premium on the youthful looks of people. So parang laging mas maganda yon. Which is the opposite when it comes to yung mga furniture. Diba, lalo na yung mga wood, diba, antique.
Mas or wine.
Oo, wine, the aging of it. Kaya nga sabi ko, my dream is that later on, para bang we will not be so ashamed of our wrinkles. Yeah. Parang yung patina dun sa mga old furniture na lang sana yon. Pero wag naman yung wasted look, ah. Kasi kuminsan, we can accelerate aging also, di ba?
Based on our lifestyle.
Based on lifestyle.
The food you eat.
Yes.
Okay. This is, ano nga, in NBA, they have a term, eh. They're using it on Kobe Bryant. Kasi he was kind of old now when he was gonna leave the league. Kasi in the NBA, if you're past 30, that's kind of old na. They call them parang vino. Kasi, like,
wine?
ages, like fine wine. Parang okay. Ganun. No, yun, nagagawa ka gano'n. That's a nicer way to look at aging instead of a device, a phone that is 5 years old is old na compared to like
parang ganun,
oh, this,
no?
this chair or like in our house
na.
your lots of random pieces of wood na.
This is already
an old piece of
an
wood.
Antique or this is a collectible.
So that's a better way to look at the aging. And
siguro
I think it's the another wisdom thing.
Yes, yun nga sana. Eh. Sana yun yung maging emphasis. The wisdom of a 55-year-old is definitely, generally speaking, better than
sana
the wisdom
naman
of a 25-year-old, diba?
No?
Yeah. Tsaka siguro, the reason also why we don't really want to talk about age. People say nga it's rude daw to ask the age of a woman.
Really?
Oh, ako, I don't feel it's rude. I wouldn't be offended if you asked me how old I was. Anyway.
It's rude to also ask the weight of a woman.
Ngayon kasi ang dami na nating mga political...
Wait, how, is it okay to ask... I mean, it's not okay to ask the weight of a woman, but then a man, it's okay.
Ewan ko. Kasi nga, di ba, the word fat is already being stricken out. Parang N-word na yan.
Fat. Okay. Sorry, you're saying...
Siguro, the reason why we also do not really want to remind ourselves of our age is that you are nearing your death. Diba? So, and, syempre, lahat naman tayo takot.
Each birthday, a very, ano, how do you say this? Not negative. Yeah, morbid to go with this. Each birthday cake you blow is one birthday cake
closer
to your
kamatayan.
Last.
Kamatayan. Correct. Oh, my gosh. Eh, ganun eh. Yan ang, that's
Ah, well, okay, medyo random, pero medyo connected note. With that way of thinking, parang the each birthday cake you do, it's one closer to your last. Me, when I get tamad, since I work at home na, and I'm really just by myself here.
Okay.
Yung style ko, to sort of start the productive juices working. Kasi, it wouldn't always hit me at 10 a.m. Or 2 p.m. Or biglang 9 p.m. My style is I'll take a bath first because I would imagine that each shower that I take is one shower less to reaching my goal.
Oh.
If I take a shower now, I have become one shower closer.
Because
to
a
reaching
shower
my goal.
Is always a step towards the goal.
But it's something concrete. It's something.
May ginawa ka na.
Yeah, may ginawa. Okay, so I'm one shower closer to. Okay, sorry.
Very random.
Yeah, let's go back. All right, let's continue with the topic of aging. Yeah, with the most obvious sign you see with the aging? Would it be the physical deterioration of the
physical
body?
Deterioration.
Do you really feel it?
Yes, you do. And even the looks. I'm not going to deny that I'm vain. Mm-hmm. I also want to look my best.
Yes.
And ganun talaga eh. Magdi-deteriorate na. In fact, palagay ko nga, di ba, I would say my height is 5'2 and 3/4. Baka nga yung 3/4 ko, ba?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
1/4 na lang ba yun? 1/2 na lang ba?
You can become
shrink.
Shorter.
Yeah, you
did not happen
you
with
the
Gorga though.
Oh, you can shrink.
Oh, wow.
And, syempre, your energy is not that much anymore. Although ako, siguro kasi, I'm not a very athletic
guy. Yeah,
that's
a funny thing with me. When I look at the aging of you and Papa, with Papa, okay, because he would do sports talaga.
Oo.
Mama, you don't exercise na nga. So,
parang, I do, ha?
I mean, sorry. You never competed in a physical competition.
Yes.
Parang yung mga ganun na, okay, so it's
I
not...
I just dance, I just
yeah,
do walking,
yeah.
A little bit of
it's
running.
It's a chill exercise.
Chill.
Do you kasi I think me the one I'm most scared of would be yung if you get sick it takes longer to
oh yeah that get I better. Already experienced that a few years back pa when I get sick it really takes me parang a week to fully recover eh dati yung fever parang kaya nang 2 to 3 days ngayon di na that's why I am very careful
and we always take our kagamansi shots in the morning.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Who'd you get this from again?
From Bo Sanchez. But he got it from somebody else. The calamansi shots. Oh my gosh, I really swear by it.
How many calamansi are there?
I don't know. Basta yung tequila shot.
Yeah. So we use our... Yeah, this is the most we've used. This is the only time Mama has actually used the shot glasses at home.
That's right. The, kasi I
every morning, calamansi shot before
yes.
anything else.
And you know what? Oh yeah, nag-turn 1 year na siya last August.
Yung pagkakagamansi natin.
Yes, I was very sick in August na I even missed being a ninang in a wedding on August 8th. Super sama na loob.
Last year.
Yeah, of 2018. And then after that, that's when we started the calamansi shots. And knock on wood, I've never gotten sick.
Really? Yeah. When we were, okay, we were talking about yung parang you get well. But if you get sick, it takes longer to get well.
You just have
the
to
way
accept.
I remember, the first time I thought about this was when Kim Marty was telling me na, when I was your age, like after one night out, na puya, and chabi, drink a lot. Mm. Parang you just need a few hours. Okay ka na by the afternoon of the next day. Baka in the morning, medyo ano ka pa, konting higaw, you just have to drink water. Pero sabi niya, like, now if he goes out daw, he needs a whole weekend to recover. Yeah, that's something I'm kind of scared of. But then, right? And then, but it's also a reminder. Although, it's... So, you should still have to be responsible na pigain mo na. So, enjoy mo na yung life mo.
I know ko.
What would be something that you're... Is there something that you can easily say na, oh yeah, I really miss doing this. Na I could do this easily 20 years ago, but then now, hindi na. It's coming from someone who doesn't actively play intense physical sports.
Alam mo, it's really more of I can recover more easily lang yata.
From the getting sick.
Oo. Parang yun yung pinaka-big deal sa akin.
Okay. Well, that's good, at least.
But syempre, nakakangawit when I write, para bang mas madali na ako mga. So I really have to stand up. So, diba, thank you nga, binigyan ako ng ano, standee.
Yeah, standee so table. You can... Could you say that beyond the physical aspects of the body, are there other things that have changed, drastically changed over the years, such as patience or...
Oo. Alam mo, two ways eh. Kasi parang naging mas patient ako when I married Papa.
Okay.
Kasi natutunan ko yung pagiging patient.
Yeah, that's 30 years ago.
Ay. Pero syempre ngayon, medyo ayaw mo na yung mga incompetence.
Little inconveniences in life.
Oo, yung traveling na nakaupo ka lang. So, these are the things that you can spend on na if you can afford. Mm. So, yun nga, di ba? Pag long haul tayo, ayoko na ng masikip.
Yeah. Ako rin, the joke. Pero ginagawa ko rin. Anyway, how is it like when you see the people around you getting older na talaga? Like, is there,
there's
ano,
a funny story, I'll
even
tell
some,
it.
Ano, nakanood again, even some, dying I'm guessing, pa-passing
away. Kaya, dami na. Oh, there's
marami na?
Oh, naman. There's a funny story. I just remember when you're saying people around you. So we were there in ano Wildflower every Friday kasi may ano yan eh
tita 80s,
mga tita nights. Okay. Sige, go kami. Oh, yeah, dance.
What time was this?
Hindi, gabi. Tapos, para makikita mo yung mga iba, oh, di syempre, mga bold, lalaki ng chan. Tapos, iisipin mo, tatanda na yun. Tapos, naalala mo, ay, hindi, ka-age ko to.
Oh, my God. That's something I would tell this to my friends also, na,
lose the tummy, lose the belly.
For guys kasi, once you reach 40s and above, you just need to take care of two things.
Yeah, what are
the
these?
The hair and the belly.
Oh, but there the are
some
kasi,
people.
Oh.
Yeah, there are some people. Wala sila genetic choice. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you pa.
Just and shave it off.
Na you have hair. Na your genes have hair. So I have one. I just have to worry about one thing.
Yeah. Like, so you just have to watch your diet.
Yeah, yeah. So exercise. That's how I joke around with my friends. Na if they're yung mga, especially the ones yung mga dads or goggles na wala na hair. So, ingat ka kasi.
Wala kang
buhok when you grow up.
Oh. That's why, you know, diba, you have some sort of respect dun sa mga medyo matanda na, pero they're able to.
Yeah, especially sa mga, yung mga 60-year-old na nagmamarathon. Diba ikaw,
you would say, I saw this dad na sinasabi mo, yung, oh, okay siya.
Yung medyo buff. Dad goals. Yun, dad goals.
Ano
pa yun? Okay, so, going deeper pa into this, yung the way, the people around, you've seen a lot, sabi mo, you've seen a lot of your parang ka-age,
yes,
ka-generation.
Tuntua ako pag nakakita ko ng mga super sexy pa na mommy, mga lola na pala yung iba. Oh my gosh, galing nila. I like seeing them.
That's fashionable pa.
Yes.
I haven't seen a very fit tita that is not fashionable. Parang every...
Because it's a kakatamad to be fashionable pag medyo mahirap
I get that though. When I have my good days in
I don't want to be politically incorrect here, but if you really have to take care of your health, and that's part of it. You have to watch what
more
you
than
eat.
The vanity part.
Yes, but the vanity is really a
it's
motivation.
An easy it's also an easy it's like it's, the easiest it's an, way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kasi so, if I would eat unhealthy, if I eat puro dessert chocolates for a whole week, I'm not gonna feel my heart is weaker naman eh. Or yes, my blood is... I'll see is, ay, medyo gumakan eh. Mas masikip na yung pants ko. Yeah.
Oh, so always it's a have good a determinant. So that you can wear your wedding gown
your 20, on your milestone wedding.
So, okay. Isuot nyo na lang lagi every five years para nawa-watch nyo yung pagdaki ng mga.
Okay. What mindset do you have, ma, when you... Kasi you're inevitably reaching closer to your end. Anyway, knock on wood again. There's no way to know, like, knock on wood a lot of times. I don't know if I'm gonna reach that age, knock on wood again. Pero, how, kasi, have you, now you're 55, it's not anymore, it's not anymore masyadong old adult age. Eh. 55, especially, you're nearing your discount card age.
Yes.
Are you getting, is there a fear that's creeping up, or is it something that, since you have more wisdom now, it's something that you've really accepted and it's okay lang.
Alam mo, we talked about this, Papa and I. And kasi between the two of us nga, as you said, siya yung parang mas nararamdaman mo kasi he's more athletic. And then sometimes parang meron siyang mga negative feelings and thoughts about it. And then I realized, syempre ako din naman meron, who is not afraid to die and to really be unhealthy and waiting for the time. But I said na siguro mind shift na yan na wag na tayong magreklamo na, ay nako, talaga ito, sakit-sakit na talaga, ganito na, pag matanda. Parang magiging mas ano ka na lang, proactive na, ito na, papunta na tayo dito. So ako, iniintindi ko talaga ano yung limitations ng body ko. Ako, lungs siguro ang problema ko kasi I used to have, well, I still have, but it is under management, yung asthma ko. So yung ganon. And when you expect, sabi, kasi parang two schools of thought. I-expect mo na lang, you will succumb to it. Not really, but you do not expect the impossible anymore.
Meaning,
huwag kang magpupuyat ng bonggang-bongga.
And still think you can recover
and
quickly.
And still think you can recover, do a presentation ng magaling the following day. Okay, hindi na ganon. Okay. Tapos, isipin mo na, ano na ba ang magiging role mo in life when you reach ito, my age, 55, 60, and so on, di ba? Mm-hmm. Marami pa pwedeng gawin eh.
It's just not the same as the life you've been living.
Oh. And when you accept na talagang medyo nagka-conk out na rin yung ibang parts of the body mo. Parang mas magiging meaningful yung, oh, so this is what I'll take. Kagaya ko, di ba, parang, ang sarap-sarap ka rin kumain ng sweets eh. So, medyo pakunti-kunti na lang. Yung ganon, para hindi ka, you do not, ito pala, siguro, don't resist getting old.
Okay.
Parang medyo i-embrace mo. Hindi in such a way na, ay, talaga, kakain na lang ako.
You don't, not giving up.
Don't accelerate. Basta you just have to be at good pace, and if you can delay the aging and the deterioration, di ganun. Basta natural way sana, mas mainam. So, ganun lang. And marami pa naman pwedeng gawin eh. Pero...
That isn't necessarily just physical strength and endurance.
Medyo takot din ako. Like my mom, si Lola, I saw her also have cancer. She suffered from cancer for 3 years. And being the brave woman that she was, at the end, meron sa nang nag-deep conversation kami, nabanggit din niya yun, syempre, I'm also afraid. Even if she was very ready to face her creator.
And the most religious person I know.
That you know. Yeah. So, ganun talaga eh. So, parang tinatanggap ko na yan. And I know na matatakot din ako later
on. It's really a constant, parang it's a conversation. It's a process. There's no, the fact that Tugoga wasn't, like, yeah, I'm ready. Wagang parang 100% check. Okay na. It's really just a slowly, parang 1%, 1%, 1%.
Oh, so there's this one thing pala na gusto kong insight. And it is when you reach my age na talagang dapat, hindi ka pwedeng yung thought ng retirement na wala kang gagawin. Mm-hmm. Hindi eh. Dapat may ginagawa ka.
Yeah.
And sana yung ginagawa mo would also affect people beyond your immediate family.
Yeah.
Para mas nagiging meaningful yung buhay mo. Alam mo, dati, kasi di ba what we're doing now, parang hirap kaya na yung goal natin is for everybody to be saving and investing like the way they would brush their teeth, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Tapos, when I went to La Familia Sagrada,
okay,
doon ko talaga naramdaman. Kasi iniisip ko, my gosh, 50s na ako.
It's a church in Spain for 100, I don't know the 100 exact.
100 plus years
na. It's still
being constructed. It's
still
fully
having
done.
Renovation. So imagine, the person who planned it, the architect,
nag 100 years old na yung passing away niya.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Magwa 100.
Imagine that. Oh, yata, and then it's still not done.
Yes.
It's not gonna end in your lifetime.
Exactly. And yet, people all over the world
still
are benefiting from its beauty, from its effect on humanity. Na talagang, parang sabi ko, so you don't really have to finish what you start.
You just have to start.
If you start a big dream, you just have to start and keep on going. So, alam mo, naluha-luha nga ako doon eh. Parang nagka-moment ako doon na, oh my God, so this is probably my La Sagrada Familia.
Yeah, I get it.
Yun. Emotional ako. So, yeah. I just keep doing what I'm doing kahit na paunti-unti. So, every message that I receive from you, I'm getting emotional. Yeah. Every message that I receive from you is really food for my soul. Okay.
There's this, I can relate it to this very inspirational quote I would see from the gym. Sabi, you don't need to be great to start, but you need to start to be great.
Yeah. So, gawin lang talaga ng gawin.
Yeah. You can really feel it in the aging. No? I can see the, parang one way that I can determine it is when you're in school and you talk to your friends, people around your age, the topic's always about school, orgs, parties, and then when you reach my age, it's about what you do now, what job are you doing, ganyan.
How to earn
and
money.
And I want to stay here kasi the next topic is going to be ano na mga sakit mo, ano na yung mga medicine na kinuha mo.
Yeah.
Okay, sige. As we conclude this episode, since you are now in the approaching the big five.
Double five.
Sige, let's talk about five quick things. Number one, a new place you want to visit this year.
Holy Land. Di ko lang alam kung masaschedule this year.
Okay. It's okay. Just put it out there. Number two, a new thing or activity you will do this year.
Oh, to be campus sweethearts with my honey. We will study at Harvard.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Since you do a lot of this, a new book or a new author na you plan to read, nandiyan sa reading list mo.
siguro some of the professors' work that I will be
okay, so it's
learning
connected
from.
In yeah. Harvard.
Harvard.
Okay. Oh, baka kawan connected din doon. Number four, a new person or idol you want to meet.
Yes.
Wala pang specific.
Hindi pa ako masyado nagpe-prepare eh. Pero pinapadala
na
nga. Yeah, next month okay. na.
And number five, is there a new book you will publish?
Yes. Ooh. That's why I delayed the publication of the book two of the FQ trilogy because it's about behavioral economics. So this will be published within, not the 2019 year, but within your... the 55-year-old Rose
yes.
year.
Okay. All right. So that's it. Woo! Happy birthday, Ma.
Thank you, honey.
Congratulations on your 55 years and yeah. good luck with the next 55. This show. Okay, so happy birthday. And
thank
this concludes
you.
This week's episode of
Mom and Son Podcast. This has been your 55-year-old Rosemary spouse, so the mom.
And Anton Fasa's son. Thank you guys, and thank you for all your well wishes and messages. Bye. Mom and Son Podcast airs every Tuesday, 7 a.m. or anytime at your convenience and can be streamed on Spotify, Buzzsprout, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Just search Mom and Son Podcast for your weekly dose of family, finance, passions, and everything in between. For all your questions and comments, email us at anbonfausto@gmail.com.